You're listening to The Takeaway.
President Barack Obama holds a live primetime press conference tonight, mostly to sell his health care plan. It's already been a tough summer for the president. Two wars, casualty numbers disturbingly high in Afghanistan, the economy, well, the economy, climbing unemployment, and his own poll numbers predictably down. He is likely to take some heat tonight from the press on just those issues and more. Our friend Julie Mason will be there. Julie is the White House correspondent for the Washington Examiner, and she joins us this morning from D.C. Julie, welcome.
Good morning.
We know that health care is the top priority tonight. We'll get there in a little bit, but what else is on the agenda? What do you expect to come up at this press conference?
Well, it's interesting. You know, the press corps is pushing back pretty hard on a lot of issues, and they want to get Obama off health care a little bit, and he just wants to focus on health care. So I think we're going to see reporters asking him on a lot of different subjects. You mentioned a few. His drop in the polls has been in the news this week. Trouble with his own party on health care and the economy. Also, Georgia wants some new weapon systems, and you mentioned Afghanistan looks bad. The president is meeting earlier today with Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki of Iraq. So that might come up as well. So there's a lot of different things that they're going to be pressing him on.
There's something else that he might want to talk about, some budget cuts we heard about yesterday. Let's take a listen to what the president said.
I reject the notion that we have to waste billions of taxpayer dollars on outdated and unnecessary defense projects to keep this nation secure.
Julie, what about that? You think there'll be questions on that?
No, I really don't. I think that's sort of a resolved issue in most people's minds. And it doesn't have that particular issue doesn't have real political overtones. So you don't really hear about it as much at around the White House. It's more of a congressional slash Pentagon issue.
You're suggesting that the way the reporters are going into the press conference is only to deal with the political issues?
Well, they prefer the political issues. They prefer something that has
a little heat.
A little heat, exactly. We thrive on conflict, and we thrive on where things go wrong, not where things go well.
Let's talk about healthcare just for a minute. We're going to be talking about it a lot further in this program. But in terms of the president, what is the best he can hope for in getting his healthcare message out there? Reporters are not there to push his agenda.
Exactly. And again, here we're at cross purposes with the president in these press conferences. He doesn't want to make a lot of news. He just wants to keep the issue in the news. You know, he's trying to generate more public support for his health care reform. But we've seen in the polls this past week that fewer than 50% of Americans now support him on health care. So he has a real problem. So he's trying to make the sale. He's trying to just really push it and make it more appealing to Americans and strike just the right tone. We've seen him go back and forth this week, trying to be more aggressive and then trying to be more sort of sounding very cooperative. And so he's looking for his footing on the issue.
And I know that going into these press conferences is a bit of a performance on the part of some reporters, certainly not you. I know you've done your homework. But can you give us a preview? What do you want to ask the president if, in fact, you're called on?
Well, I am interested in why he thinks his poll numbers have slipped so precipitously. I mean, everybody knew his numbers were going to come down. They were artificially high going in. Everybody loved him. And now they're really, he's really dropped far below where he should be just not even 6 months into the administration or just 6 months into the administration. So I would like to hear his take on what's behind those numbers and what he's going to do about it.
Okay, Julie, I do hope you get called on. We will be watching.
Our
friend Julie Mason, White House correspondent for the Washington Examiner. Thanks, Julie.
Thank you.
Well, Lynn, we are indeed asking folks, what would you ask the president if given the chance tonight? Not just reporters, but everyone. To help us answer that question, we've got three folks. We've got Peter Ubel, a physician and behavioral scientist in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Kristen Rouse, welcome back to the show, first lieutenant in the Army National Guard and a veteran of the war in Afghanistan. And Akeen McKenzie, a visual display artist. We've got Kristen and Akeen here in the studio, and we're going to talk with you guys again on the show about Obama's focus on healthcare, but right now we want to hear what other issues you actually think that the president should address. I mean, it could be anything. Kristen.
Hi, thank you for having me. I recognize that there's hugely important issues here at home, but we have major combat operations underway in Afghanistan. We have troops in harm's way in Iraq, and we have an American soldier being held hostage right now in Afghanistan. I think about that every day. And so what I want to know is what concrete assurances can this administration give the troops serving overseas right now and the troops who are waiting to go overseas? What concrete assurances can the administration give that our nation has the long-term resolve to see these missions through, that the sacrifices and costs and lives that we've invested in both of those countries? Are we going to see that through to stabilize those countries and eliminate the threat of the Taliban and al-Qaeda? That's what I want to know, and that's what's on my mind.
Big issue. All right, Dr. Ubel, you actually are a physician, so I don't know if there's anything you want to ask that's separate from healthcare, but what question would you ask?
Yeah, I have a non-healthcare question I would want to ask. I'd say, Mr. President, you campaigned against the Bush economy, saying 8 years of his presidency, six of which included Republican-controlled Congress, left Bush responsible for our economic crisis. Now, with 6 months to work with a Democratic Congress to turn around our economy, unemployment continues to rise. Homeowners continue to default on their mortgages at staggering rates. How much is our current economy an Obama economy? What percent responsibility does your administration bear for our current troubles? And in fact, what amount of our general economy is directly related to presidential politics?
Well, again, another huge one. And Akeen McKenzie, visual display artist. Just quickly, what is a visual display artist?
We design storefront windows and showrooms. It's a lot of interior design, that type of thing.
I've seen a lot of empty storefront windows.
I know, there's a lot of that. Things pretty much dried up for me in January and February. They bounced back a little bit, but yeah, I got scared for a little while.
What would you ask?
So many questions. But I guess my question would be spend or save. And I want to make clear that I'm not talking about governmental spending, because that's a whole nother can of worms, a whole nother question. But personal spending, spending of the American people. Obviously, when we diagnose the problems of the economic downfall, we talk about people spending too much, getting loans that they couldn't pay back, car loans, home loans, all of that. Now, with the bailout, we talk about the banks. You know, why aren't you spending more? We gave you money, spend, 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 but you've got a bunch of bad assets. Why would you spend? Don't you have to have something on the books? Don't you have to have some money? And then now when we talk about recovery, all we talk about is how much are people going to the malls? How much are people buying? And, of course, I want them to buy, too, because I need to do some visual display work. But I guess my question for the president would be, which is it, spend or save? Are you pressuring us to spend in order for us to go down the same path, to end up in the same place that we already were?
Well, Akeen, thanks for that. I remember after 9/11 they had those kind of buy now signs, support America. So that's all provocative. Akeen McKenzie, visual display artist. Kristen Rouse, lieutenant in the Army National Guard, veteran of the war in Afghanistan. Dr. Peter Ubel, physician in Ann Arbor, Michigan. You're going to join us again. And coming up, we're going to continue talking about President Obama's primetime press conference. That's with the Takeaways, Todd Zwillick, in 10 minutes. Thanks.